In Syria, some 2 million children have been displaced by the war. More than 1 million of them are now living among refugees in neighboring countries, according to the UN Children's Fund. Many of these children have experienced horrific trauma, which could have lifelong consequences. NPR's Deborah Amos reports that one of the biggest challenges for international aid agencies is healing the emotional scars of war.
Can I get 3 volunteers?
Alexandra Chen, a specialist in childhood trauma, runs a workshop for a dozen teachers, coaches, and child psychologists in Nabatieh in southern Lebanon.
Okay, so Anna, I'm going to be crying, and you want to stop me, okay?
The 5-day course is run by Mercy Corps, okay, based on skills developed in other conflict zones used for the first time here.
The children have seen terrible things, like bombings and people screaming and people dying, and they've smelled blood and smoke.
Chen explains the science of trauma, why some children are unable to cope.
For them to be connected to the world feels like a very dangerous thing.
She says long-term exposure to violence can lead to post-traumatic stress disorder, difficult to treat in adults, even harder to manage in kids.
Think about the brain. Okay, let's draw it, actually.
She explains to the group that trauma can change the brain. Children remain hyper-alert, angry and aggressive, often unable to sleep or feel emotion.
Hippocampus, okay? A lot of them are learning about the brain and are learning about what exactly profound stress means for the first time.
Are all of them dealing with children?
Yes, all of them will be dealing with children, and by that I mean from ages 5 to 18.
This group has already seen signs of severe trauma in children recently arrived. Chen teaches them key skills to build a sense of safety.
So if you're running after a child, because you will be running after many children, you want to try to get in front of the child and hold them. It feels dangerous if there's someone grabbing them from behind.
But her newly trained team faces an overwhelming task. There are more than 85,000 refugees that have moved to this part of Lebanon, living in the poorest neighborhoods. Aid programs are underfunded and basic needs often go unmet. The newest arrivals have lived under horrific conditions for much longer, and many need immediate care. And international aid organizations are raising the alarm.
The human memory remembers negative memories almost 4 times more strongly than positive memories.
Alexandra Chen moves between workshops in Lebanon and refugee camps in Jordan to tackle the same problems. In Zaatari, the sprawling camp in Jordan's desert near the Syrian border, children are often dangerously aggressive, punching or fighting in the open spaces between the refugee tents and trailers. It's how children behaved when they first came here, to a place called Dreamland. It's in the middle of the camp, a place where kids can feel secure. They play soccer or build sandcastles in the soft sand under a large tent that protects them from the sun. Chen says she's seen behavior change.
There were some who were taking rocks and really, you know, hitting each other with them in a way that was very alarming. Acting aggressively in many ways is the mind's way of trying to make sense of what happened to them before.
Now kids hammer on Legos in a nearby trailer. Some sit quietly to watch cartoons.
The fact that they're able to sit there really for an hour of Tom and Jerry was quite remarkable.
She says it's a sign of healing when a child can focus again. But for some, the terrible memories can return again and again.
There was actually a little boy who would come 3 a.m. every morning. He would come and hide in the corner of Dreamland in the tent, and he would just sit there and shake and need to be alone. And his parents weren't even aware. The stress that he was experiencing in his own little mind was too much. He was unable to sleep, and so this is where he came to find refuge.
That alone is a small success. He found a safe place. Deborah Amos, NPR News.